I'll finish off with this thought today. Is it not a telling question to us all what the prophet says there in verse 15? What have they seen in thine house? And that's a very personal question about our homes. What would a visitor see in our homes? They come to visit. What do they observe? Do they deserve a home that honors the Lord? Or do they observe a home that follows the world? That's a telling question. As I say, a very personal one. Is there anything more of a sanctuary than our own homes? But there's a question there that I don't think we can pass over and just leave it with regards to Hezekiah and the kingdom of Judah. But if we apply the scripture to ourselves and take every line of scripture where we can and apply it to our own lives and our own circumstances, would there not come that question to us today? What have they seen in thine house? If somebody was to come in as a visitor, what impression would they go away with? Would they go away with, if it was a complete stranger that didn't know you, would they immediately get the impression that person's a Christian? Or would there be some other message conveyed that would suggest something different, that they would go away and never know the people that live in that house are Christians? The people that live in that house follow the Lord. What have they seen in thine house? That's a challenging question. And I trust that it's one the Lord will challenge us all about, even today, as we think about these things.